little sun shining again today, and today's Bhagavatam class, we're talking about education in Varnashram and the purpose of education, good Krishna conscious education. Sometimes devotees have certain ideas about why children should be educated in Krishna consciousness. One of those misconceptions is that if they just receive a good Krishna conscious education, then they'll be devotees for the rest of their lives, which is true, but it doesn't necessarily define what type of devotees they'll be, since education itself doesn't define or guarantee pure devotional service. A devotee may be someone who has some faith in Krishna, someone who has motivated worship, someone with mixed faith, so many other types of things, and it also includes someone who is a pure devotee, an advanced devotee, and whose plan is, and the reality is that they're going back to Godhead. Education can ensure that the seed of devotional service is planted and that it sprouts, but in and of itself it does not guarantee the topmost type of Krishna consciousness. What is it that is required for that? A proper social structure in which education plays a role in realizing a lifestyle which is also harmonious with the type of education that children got. And then, of course, education isn't simply something which is acquired in the school, but education is something which is there at home and in the two places in between school and home, namely the community. So when children are brought up in a uniform lifestyle, that lifestyle means that all the people they meet, their own parents as well as their school, have just one kind of spiritual standard, one kind of goal, then children will live in that goal because that is their world. And that world becomes such a deep reality for them. I think all parents have that experience with young children, that children become extraordinarily absorbed in what draws their mind or in the world that they live in. I've seen children who are just so absorbed in being Ram or Hanuman or Lakshman, absorbed in Ramayana or some other such pastimes, and if they don't know anything else, the absorption that they have is something I can only compare to the absorption very advanced devotees have by very intense sadhana. And these children, without performing sadhana, just by dint of the fact that they are children in this one world, the Krishna conscious world that they live in, they completely lose themselves to the pastimes and culture and the dress and the music of Krishna consciousness. Obviously, if they don't only have one world, if they get Krishna consciousness and then simultaneously they get material world, they get television and movies and Spider-Man, then you see them climbing up walls or doing kung fu and trying to kill everyone and everything in sight. And of course, it's unrealistic to expect children thus to be existing in two worlds. When people are in two worlds, that means they're torn between two worlds, and those who are torn between two worlds are called schizophrenic people. They can't really find an identity in either one or the other. Therefore, a uniform lifestyle of parental guidance, the environment, teaching guidance, gives children the ability to live in one world. However, that one world also has to be something which can be perpetuated, something which continues in future generations. In other words, it has to be sustainable and it has to offer job opportunities. This is what is called Varna, and what Krishna talks in the Bhagavad Gita is Chaturvarnyamaya Shrishtam. What type of work will that child have when he grows up, and will he be able to maintain his family with that? While children are in primary school, that's not a great concern for them, but as they get a little older, the natural question comes up, what is it that I'm going to be? And the older they get, the more mature that question becomes, and the more they want to see proper answers. When they're shown a Krishna conscious lifestyle, such as cow protection, agriculture, preaching, deity worship, gardening, parks, handicrafts, and other things which Srila Prabhupada wanted to be manifest in his farm communities, then children have faith that yes, I can go forward and live like that. Otherwise, if that future isn't available to them and they have to maintain themselves by having some type of karmi job, they have to maintain themselves by some type of employment for which they need future education, such as if they're engineers, doctors, lawyers, then the Krishna consciousness will not guarantee their future. The Krishna conscious education will not guarantee their future Krishna consciousness. Because by associating with karmis, they will live in two worlds, and not do the children have difficulty in living in two worlds, but so do adults. And the result is that they end up compromising their Krishna conscious standards. And as we've seen in the past, our Gurukul children feel betrayed. They feel that they were brought up in one way, and then at a certain point, there's no follow-up or no lifestyle that facilitates the type of education and training which they received. And to live in the material world solely with a Krishna conscious education and perspective without that type of further education, that also doesn't work. So, for instance, in this regard, the constitution of New Brajadam is that we've established a Gurukul for the devotees, children, who will continue in furthering the mission of Krishna consciousness or New Vajradham specifically, and that parents are sold on this idea, because obviously if parents aren't sold on the idea, then children won't be either. We're not trying to facilitate giving a Krishna conscious education to children whose parents later on want to send them to college or university to become doctors and lawyers, because that will cause a conflict between the children who see their future in New Vajradham, and it will then also cause conflict between the parents. Therefore, everyone has to really think very carefully, be extremely committed and clear just about the kind of values that Srila Prabhupada wanted our farming communities to represent. And if that's not for them, then they have to arrange for Krishna conscious education in cities in which, in a more realistic way, children can be prepared for the future and ensure the best, that they will be at least supporters of the Krishna consciousness movement. They may be good practitioners themselves, and with the results of their work, they should sustain the Krishna conscious movement and help it be successful. But as in every religion, Srila Prabhupada pointed out that there has to be a seed, a kernel of individuals who are presenting the ideal in terms of lifestyle, belief, personal habits, because that then gives inspiration to the rest of the society. It's not a matter of one being better than the other. It's a matter of different opportunities different degrees of commitment for different types of individuals, all of which are needed in order to ensure that for a very broad-based following of Krishna consciousness, individuals always have in their sights what the ideal lifestyle is. That means to fully dedicate one's time and energy to Krishna and to be fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness, whether that takes place at the brahmachari stage, at the grihastha stage, at the vanaprastha stage, at the sannyas stage, may vary from person to person, but that such things exist becomes the impetus for others to achieve that. And that is the constitution of the educational system here in New Vajradam. Anyway, that was the sum and substance of this morning's class. Hare Krishna.